Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they're getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And today, I'm with Broughton Studios, Sydney and Raymond. How are y'all doing today?
Okay. Doing good.
All right. Well, look, the first thing I want to say is, look, we all look like we just got off work. So I want to say thank y'all for taking time out of y'all night to do this. This means the world to me.
We appreciate you having us, man, for real. Have
a right. Hey, so let's get it cracking. So my first question, because I definitely want to make sure we get the name out there, because with the brand is the name. So Broughton Studios, if someone was to ask what it is that you guys do, what all it entails, what would you tell them?
Did you want to say?
Well, at the moment it's focused on the photography portion. We deal with a lot of portraits. We do a lot of family portraits, a lot of headshots. Then we also go off into weddings, graduations, and then onward with that is a lot of her endeavors that go underneath it as well. Trying to add, if you want to add in.
So I work with artists, and so we do their portraits as well. So we do some artist branding. Yeah, so we do that, and as you said, event photography, corporate photography, wedding photography, but we specialize in portraiture.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in photography?
So,
she has been in it for a minute.
So pretty much, Broughton Studios was first Sydney Pollard Photography. Yeah. So my father is actually he's professional, like as in National has shot Obama. His last one was Cat Williams. He just did Cat Williams. The 2023. His promo stuff. So if you look up Cat 2023 and me or whatever, that's mm-hmm. him. So pretty much I learned from him. And so it was Sidney Pollard Photography. And so I would shoot. And then, of course, I got married.
Yeah. Dream was to always be in photography. And mm-hmm. she was like, well, I don't know if I really want to dig in this. So I was like, no, we're going to pursue this since, you know, it's our dream now since we are one.
Yeah. Right. And so then it blossomed into Broughton Studios as well.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So
I got married.
Yeah, it did.
That's what's up. To be able to kind of take part in someone's dream, I personally think is one of the best gifts you can give to a person. You know, in this pandemic age and stuff, a lot of people are forced to find themselves, mm-hmm. but to have somebody fully support you while you do what your passion is, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, I love to see it.
We're at that part now, that point where I give him the camera at this point, you know. So we got him to that point where I just have him shoot. I mean, he's done a session with food photography, and it was phenomenal. We did some branding for that. So I mean, he's in it.
I have an eye for it, but I'm still learning. Like I said, they always try to say, well, you got the camera. So I don't have the camera. I have an eye. And I'm just trying to use it, but they're the teachers. Her and the father are good teachers about it.
Oh man! So, what is it like to learn a skill, not only from your significant other, but also like your in-laws? Like, what is there like a pressure there, or is it just flow naturally?
It's not a pressure. It's almost an envy for me because watching him and seeing his kind of work is crazy. And my thought process is when it comes to how technical it is to take photography and what actually goes into it is crazy. Between the lighting, the shadows, the underlight, the forelight, like just trying to get it right and then getting the right shot. And that moment is like, okay, cool. There's a lot to this that I don't know. And then the intricacies of the camera, I'm technical. I'm an IT professional, you know what I mean, in my day-to-day. We're in it. As it's like there's so much that's in this camera that I have no idea that it can do. So it's truly intriguing. So learning from him, then for her, be like, hey, check this and look at this. I said, I check with her every time I try to take a shot before I get it.
Now, let me ask you this, Raymond, you specifically, what inspired you to get into photography, though? Because, you know, you say you have an eye for it, but there had to be something that made you say, you know what, let me just try it. Let me give it a go.
I used to be the kid that's always behind the camera, like the photo shots, when we go on vacation or when I went overseas. I was an ambassador for the U.S. for a while when I was 13. Mm-hmm. And you try to take those postcard shots, the bridge and try to get the fountain shots. And that it was like I was trying to whip a Polaroid back in the day, film camera. You know, you don't know what you're getting at the end of the day,
man.
So you're trying to get as much as you can in that camera. And then the biggest thing was I was in elementary school and they had the career day. And then the career day, you had to choose the kind of things you think you're interested in. And I was probably by the third grade and did the food, the cooking, like that was fine. Then they showed me how to do old photography, which is the, you know, taking the picture and developing it in the water and solutions and finding the negatives and pulling the color out of it. I was like, that triggered my whole brain. I was like, this is pretty cool. Then the Polaroids came out and I was flipping flat, flat, flat. I could take these pictures and see what they look like right out the gate. I was like, oh, I'm in it now. I want to take all the pictures.
That's awesome. That's dope. You know, there's always that brand of curiosity and that anticipation before you see the results of a photo, you know, especially back then with the Polaroids. Lord, I remember sitting there just
wagging away. Just I got to look at it, and if it's bad, it's like, oh man, try this again.
You know, it was the mystery kind of got to you.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, because one thing we do like to explain is that for every high, there's a low. Yeah. So, were there any obstacles that you guys encountered along the way of, you know, kind of getting Broughton Studios together or just getting things rolling regularly?
Yeah, but, well, I said there's been kind of two loads. And one part was we needed the photography. Because at a certain point, we were brand new, freshly married, and it was like, we need a source of income besides what we were doing. We were, you know, we were in love, you know, married and, you know, trying to start out and do something. It was like, well, we have a knack to do it. Let's see if we can. And in the hardest times that we've had as far as financially, it was like the one thing that we could just lean on and push. But then there were some times where you just don't get it right. And the person who asked for the portraits from you, they didn't like them. And that's the part that kind of it stings as an artist when you're trying to give everything you got to them and then they don't like it. It's like, so now I've disappointed not only them, but now my whole craft is kind of like, I need to go and work, and it's trying to kind of hard to get out of that kind of funk of it.
Art is subjective.
Yeah.
You know, and so what you learn from the lows is consultation. So what we got from that is, okay, let's consult. Let's see what someone's style is. What a lot of people don't know what they want until they get it. And then it's like, no, I don't like this. I like this. And so what you learn is how to formulate questions and pretty much try and get into their brains. Okay, this is the type of style that you like. And then the other thing is just, we may not be a fit for each other, you know, and that's okay. And so you have to learn, like, not all business, you don't need every bit of business because it was going to taint your branding, your craft, you know, like, and whatnot. I mean, not all money is good money.
Yeah, that's
you
one
know, and that's what we learned, you know, as far as not all money is good money.
Yeah, because you can, there's things that they try to press you to do, even with pictures, like, I want it. There's certain ways they want something, or certain ways they want it, or certain even subjects they want to do. I said, it's
like Boudour.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I mean, no.
And we,
you know, we've been approached a couple of times for that, but that's not what I want to do. You know, that's just not my, it's not my ministry.
And it's not my brand either, as far as like what I want to be able to put out and do, you know. It's, those are nice pictures to do for, you know, for personally, but it's like, it's not what I want to.
It's not our brand.
Practice my craft.
Right.
Our brand. Yeah.
I think that's a fair, you know, point to take. Like you said, not all money is good money. And that kind of sums up your point. If you have a vision for yourself, although there may be a need out there, that doesn't mean that you guys have to fill that need for somebody. So.
Correct.
No is a valid response. I commend y'all for not bending, just being saying no. Nah, that's not us. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. So,
kudos, man. Kudos. So, my next question is one of my favorite questions to ask spouses. How do you manage to balance your work and personal life?
I don't.
Fair response.
So are you talking about entrepreneurship or professional lives? Right,
both, actually.
And okay, so we both work in healthcare. And my career actually launched during the pandemic. So it actually launched during the pandemic. So, you know, once the pandemic hit, you're in there, you know, and so, and I worked on ground zero. I work in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And we both work in nursing homes. And so I'm an administrator for a nursing home. I'm an executive director and he's IT. So, you know, when COVID happened, it took the healthcare industry, pushed it into technology, pretty much forced this whole industry that was not ready and is kind of a dinosaur into 2021 pretty much overnight. And then, you know, I'm dealing with that on top of, you know, mass expirations going on, you know, so it's a lot. So as an administrator, I have over 200 lives that I'm accountable for between employees and my residents. I'm on call all day, every day. If something happens at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get that call. If something happens, we just came back from California. The moment we were about ready to get on the plane back, I get a call that, hey, the state's inside of your building. If that was in the middle of our trip, I would have had to get a trip right back. So my life is not my own because I work in healthcare, and healthcare is you know, especially in my role, it's a giving, it's a selfless type of role. So trying to find the balance, I'm still there. I'm still trying to find the balance because I'll miss my son's soccer. I miss his first one. I went to work probably a week or two early after I had my baby. Before I had my baby, pretty much I got induced. I went to work. I was at work 2 days before I had my baby. So it's a lot. And so me personally, I'm still in the balancing act of trying to figure that out on top of our entrepreneur ventures as far as being Broughton Studios and then my other business with the Bridge Network, which is where the artistry comes in with that. And so I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with this. And then I'm dealing with family. And then we don't get enough time together. But that was California, you know. But even then, it's rejecting all of that. So we're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I've slid into. I was her manager initially when we started this whole Broughton Studio Sydney B Photography. So I said I've been sitting, kind of managing how we go about getting the business going up, and then managing how we deal with it at home. Because during our marriage, she got her degree, you know, so we had to manage time of having our little one.
Yeah.
And then making sure she got her education and to do what she wanted to do. But it's a continuous trying to reschedule and set boundaries of what we want for ourselves, what we want for our children, what time we have for our own health. Because during that time too, I said I had gastric sleeve surgery. So it was like, I was trying to get my health together while she's doing what she has to do. And when she says she's on call, she's on call. I'm on call as well 24/7 because if the electricity goes out in the building, that's me. If your network goes down, that's me. If you can't reach at the time for the pandemic, it was families trying to reach their loved ones, setting that up for them to get there. So they were adding new technology, building new technology, pushing it out, teaching people, training everyone, training patients, families, patients, anybody that was going to be touching this equipment, that was going to be me.
Yeah.
Man.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So we have our moments where we're able to kind of just, you know, and have a lot of pillow talk, or we don't actually have a lot of pillow talk. It's just we come into bed, going to sleep. It's routine, and there's an understanding, you know. Yeah. And so when we get a break, it may just be us sitting on the couch without the children, because you know we have
no TV and just us sitting
and that's it, you know. It's just because our lives, I mean, our industry doesn't sleep.
No, not at all.
Man, look, when I tell you preaching to the choir, I totally understand, and kudos to y'all for being able to recognize that and still toughing it out. You know, I feel like the pandemic showed a lot of people where things can go at the drop of a dime, and you either adapt or you don't make it. And you guys seem to be the textbook definition of adapting. So kudos to y'all.
I mean, also, we weren't in each other's faces, because a lot of people were in each other's faces during the pandemic.
We had to be at work.
And we had to be at work. I think that probably helped too, because I think if we were in each other's faces during this whole time, I don't say divorce or nothing, but I think we'd be in each other's faces.
Yeah, the tension can get high just because you know, being in each other's faces constantly and having two kids who are already loud, and being called,
it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question. What experience up to this point? Because it sounds like you guys have kind of got the ball rolling. You sound confident, and when you speak about it, what experience would you say so far has been the most memorable?
For me, it probably be, as far as in the business, it was probably the last wedding we did. With one of my good friends from high school. She got married, and the funny, like, I don't know, she's probably mad if I said it, but the funny story was, she used to be a bully of mine way back in middle school. Like, and then in high school, we became really good friends. We sang together, and corral and whatnot. And then later on, she got married. I was like, hey, can you do my pictures? I was like, absolutely. And that was the first time I actually myself got good shots.
Mm.
So it was like, and it was a friend of mine. So we were getting, it's one of my favorite opportunities between that one and the other wedding we did. It was like, I had a vision. I had a thought. I was like, let's move it this way. And I would tell her, this is what I'm seeing. Can you get this shot? Okay, we're going to work on it. Because the best shot we took was in Mobile. It was the stairways on the water, them two pressed against each other. And said, I can see. I saw it from the window. I was like, hey, we need to go outside. Before the light's done, before we got there, I'll be on the stairs. You take the shot. She's like, okay, just tell me what I got to do. I said, I'm putting them together. I said, that's the shot. Take it. You take the shot. And I said, she got it. I was like, that's what I was looking at. That's what I saw. I was like, and it's still probably one of my favorite pictures now is that one, because it's a joyful pose that an actress put together for me.
That's gorgeous, man. That's gorgeous. Not only that, but to be able to see something abstractly and then see the manifestation of it on, you know, film, but, you know, digitally, but yeah, on film is, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. It's like you wished it the life. So I feel where you're coming from. I feel where you're coming from. What about you, Sydney?
I can't necessarily say there's a particular instance. This is, I mean, I've shot so many, and every instance is kind of like a, like, ooh, okay, this is nice. This is nice. Mm-hmm. I would have to say my favorite part about photography as a whole is when you present them the photos. And then their face is like, whoa, that's what I look like. This is what you did. This is what, you know, and just the burst of confidence that someone has inside of themselves. Because people don't realize I could have taken an amazing shot. The lighting was beautiful. We see the catch light inside your eyes, everything. But if you don't feel good about yourself, then it doesn't matter what I do.
There's a story about that one.
So my favorite part about photography and just what we do is when they look at themselves and you see, like, okay, a little bit of self-confidence, like, okay, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I look good. Or when we're shooting and I'm like, hey, get into your pose. And then they start vibing to it. And then they start into it. And you're like, all right, cool. You know, let's go. And then we start hitting this, our stride and whatnot. And then we're getting it together. And we're, the last, it's that one, connection between us two.
The last shot you did, it was like, I said, I wasn't shooting, but I said, every time I was dealing with the baby and I was dealing with my other kid, but I was running through. It was like, oh, I see this. Okay, move. Here's a catch. Put your foot here. Put your hand here. Mm-hmm. Take this watch. Sit down. And I would leave.
Yeah.
And then go catch the baby and be like, cool. That, and then to come back, boom, there's a shot. She got it. It was like, yeah. She's like, what else you got? I said, I'm coming. I got something else. Move. Okay, do this. Stand here. Flip this. And I'm going again.
And then, I mean, in a lot of people, and again, our specialty is portraiture. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So headshots, mid up, you know, and whatnot. And I forgot where I was going with this, but it's I forgot where I was going with it for a second. About
teamwork.
No, I wasn't even talking about teamwork. I'm talking about something else. I just went blank. That is a bleep right now.
Size of people who work in the medical field.
I was going somewhere with this, man.
You were working it. You were working
it. I was working it. I was, and now I totally forgot. I'll come back to that.
It's all good. So let me ask you this, because this next question is, I feel like, an important one. Because like we mentioned earlier, for every high, there's a low, but there has to be a rebound point. Yeah. At any point, did you guys feel like you wouldn't be successful in photography? And if so, who or what changed your mind?
You know, I don't think I've ever not thought I was going to be successful.
Mm.
I was gonna say the same thing.
I don't think so. I've been doing it for a long time, mm-hmm. but I always know that it was my hustle. So before him, it was my hustle. So I already knew, like, okay, I can take pictures and I can get some money. Cool. And I can do it well and I can get some money. I would always say, like, the camera's my B. I would say that. Like that right there. If I can't do nothing else, I got this camera. Mm. Boom. And I know I can make some money. Or I know I can do something with it. So as far as, do I ever think there was a low or in a rebound? I mean, I guess the rebound would be, okay, someone didn't like the shot. okay, cool. But I know I did my part. All right, cool. You know, but so if you don't like it and whatnot, all right. And just dealing with customers.
And that's where I kind of came in. I said, for me, it's like, I ain't never really seen it as a low. Because at any point, it's like, if you ready to turn it down some, okay, cool, I'll turn it down. So but the moment you're ready to turn it up, don't worry about that. I'll go ahead and start pushing it, find anything. I'm in it. Because I really want it to happen.
Because remember, it's not our, I mean, it's our, yeah. It's not our main bread and butter. Right. So I also have the I'm afforded to be able to pick and choose more so than if it was just solely me and like, okay, this is that, you know, this and the third. So I'm able to be a little more picky. So like when it comes to weddings and stuff, I'm not going to get out of bed for more than X amount of dollars. Why? No,
for sure.
You know, for what? You know, you want me and I don't need this. So, I mean, I want it, you know, so yeah. So as far as a low, I don't think there's ever really been a low because it's been a supplemental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about time in the future because you guys sound like, you know, like I said, you've thought about this and you mentioned earlier failure was never really in your cards for you mentally, you know, because you knew what you guys were capable of.
Yeah.
Let's look ahead. Where would you guys like to see yourselves in the next 1 year, 3 years, and then in 10 years?
For me, in 1 year, I said, I want to see us as the business take more of a shot in her lane as far as the artist. I want to get us more involved in getting product work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for me getting the equipment and the craft down so that it's quicker.
I want a studio.
Yeah,
I want a studio. There you go. in three years.
Well, I want the 10 years, like I want the studio block. Like there's an idea of how I want places. I want scene set. I want places you can go in and make it work. And it's like, I don't have to go anywhere. You can rent from me.
Right.
You know, rent from me. I said, but I got a whole block worth of stuff that you could just come in. What kind of scene do you want? Is this for kids? Is this for adults? Is this for groups? Is this for families? Is this for business? That kind of thing. Just jumping in and just, this is where you're at for a whole session.
Go get it, man.
Then, was that 3 years or 10 years?
That was 10 years for me. Oh, okay. That's where I was at.
So 10 we have employees by then?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Shoot all that by my nose. No, I can't do that. We'd be like, who editing these? That's the other. The low is editing pictures. That's the low.
And somebody who edits podcasts and does videography? Yeah. I feel you, my boy.
That's the low.
That's the worst.
Because that's like, I got to go through all of these.
Again, you want me to get up out of bed for what?
Right. That's that part. A wedding, you know, how many hours?
What do you want me to do?
3,000 photos. And how many edits?
What? And you want it this way? Then you want...
Oh, and you don't like it? Right. And then like, oh, I don't like that one. Change this. Change it. Go back and forth. Back and forth. Like, make a book. Make this. Like, okay. Right. Oh,
make it worth my while.
Mm-hmm.
Make me happy. Make me excited to get up.
True. That's really where it's at.
Honestly. And you're right. I think a lot of people, although it's a pandemic and therefore there's an influx of businesses, there is the phrase that you get what you pay for. So if you're expecting top notch,
yes,
don't expect to pay for shoestring, you know, budgets and get high quality results. Because that's insulting to the actual people who are in the craft, you know.
Right. And then even with that, people forget that they pay for your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So if that means that I got your shot in 45 minutes and we're done, I worked for that. I worked to get it to where I got it precise.
It didn't take me three or four or five hours
to get your shot. And I turned it right around. I mean, so understand how much time and commitment I've put inside of this craft for me to be able to make sure that I'm valuing your time and mine and giving you the quality that you need at that same time.
There you go. You're not paying for the time. You're paying for the expertise. That's a word. All right. That's going to bring me to my final question, which is honestly my favorite because I always dedicate it to the people who are watching the video and listening to the audio. The hardest thing you can do is take an idea or a passion or a hobby and run with it. What words of encouragement do you have for that person who's sitting on the sidelines, who's afraid to take their idea and act on it?
It doesn't take a lot of money to get started. I said, and it doesn't take you spending all your money to get something to get started.
Mm.
Our first kit was from Walmart. Two lights and an umbrella. Mm-hmm. It was like a small little kit, and we got our first gig. We did the best we could, and we got wonderful shots out of it. And we just, okay, we don't need to have the greatest lights, the greatest camera. Our camera was a camera from Sam's.
Oh, man.
Basic lenses, nothing special. But with her work and her dedication to it, it turned into something.
Mm-hmm.
With me pushing her, me pushing the idea of we can do this, and her using her craft the way she knows how to use it, it was just taking that step, spending just a little bit to get started, and then pushing it, pushing that idea, say, I think I can do it. Find a way, practice the way, taking the small stuff, small events, small things, just to get going and work on what you want to do.
Yeah. And then I would say be a student. Be a student of your craft. Learn everything. There's YouTube University.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
I mean, and so learn everything that you can. But I mean, you know, YouTube will get you to a certain point. Mm-hmm. But be a student of your craft. Just study. I was fortunate to be able to see it and be in it from young up, you know, and still am, because I can look at him and I have a teacher, pretty mm-hmm. much. I have a mentor, you know, in-house mentor. But if you don't have that, pick up something, always touch what you got going mm-hmm. on. I would touch my camera every single day, because I would take pictures. I would take pictures for houses and whatnot. And I would touch my camera every single day, and I'll be able to shoot in the mirror, because I would go into like Trinity Gardens and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be able to take pictures with my screen up with a tent, but still know my camera enough to be able to take a clear picture to be able to put on for the banks and stuff like that. Oh. It was still good, you know. So I touched my camera every single day. Touch it every single day. Touch your craft. Study your craft every single day, even if it's 30 minutes.
Is a podcast or a good way to go about it? Not just to plug you, but just to say, because photography podcast helped a lot. There's a lot of ways of figuring out what to do. It's like, okay, I want to learn. I don't know anything about the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I read manuals because I'm a nerd. So, but you know, beyond that, it's like, I need somebody to tell me what does these things look. I couldn't get it. I didn't understand what the numbers meant. I didn't understand what to look for. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm studying. Oh, I'm got books, magazines, follow Instagrammers just to see how you made this shot. What goes into this? I want to know, because I want to do.
There's enough information out there
for
you to get started, pretty much. There's enough information for you to get started. And then, I mean, specifically for, like, you know, photography and even videography and just things like that, geographies, right? These things right here work wonders, to be quite honest. And I've seen stuff like this, these iPhones, create masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right there.
True.
You know, if you know how to work it, it's right there.
100%. I was just talking about where I went to a gig at a fashion show recently, about a month or so ago.
Was it the Coast Fashion Week?
No, it was Make Me Fresh. It was like I didn't hear about it until like a couple weeks before, mm-hmm. but a bunch of stylists got invited to perform their own fashion show with different sponsors and vendors. It was dope. A fully produced fashion show. You would have thought it was Atlanta when you walked in. And I got to do some work. We had a 3-camera setup, just doing videography here and there. And I just so happened to meet a guy who was there before me. And he showed me some of his footage. And I'm like, yo, what camera were you using? This is gorgeous. He was like, this is my phone. Yeah. I was like, excuse me? This is my phone. I'm like, man.
There's accessories for them things now. I mean, you have competitions. I mean, so it's the world is your oyster. And I know that sounds so cliche, but the world is your oyster. And whatever that you're getting into, just be a student of it. And there's workaround for everything, like absolutely everything. And you can make anything a niche, you know, or you can make anything like, oh, that's, you know, so if you don't have the money to go get an expensive camera or lens or something like that, brand yourself as the person who takes photos, amazing photos with your phone. You can brand yourself with anything, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
Anything definitely. Is brandable at this point.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, guys, this has been a spectacular interview. Very enlightening. It always feels good to reconnect with a fellow high schooler / college mate of mine and his family. Yeah. You guys doing what you're doing. It does my heart warm to see black people in so successfully. It does me good. If anybody wanted to follow Broughton Studios, where could they find you guys?
Instagram,
Facebook. But most of my work is on Instagram.
So. And I mean, we have a website and stuff, but we're switching it over because it was Sydney B Photography. Now it's Broughton Studios. Yeah. So, you know.
Okay. Cool. And we'll make sure to include the links to both the Instagram and Facebook pages in the description. And with that being said, Raymond and Sydney, Broughton Studios, it's been me, your boy, Sir, and we are out. Be great.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word. Y'all make sure y'all join us every first and third Friday of the month. Every month. We are in season 3.
Season 3.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Tap in.